No, no, no. Sean Kingston just was a UK number one.
Oh, okay.
There was no way. He was never going to be the song that I bore people with at Hot Buzz 5. Also on the way, we get into the Tabuti Drive Daily Survey. Today we asked 25% of couples argue about this specific thing. What do you think it is? 082-550-5151.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
Joburg City Power to implement load shedding and reaction to Mantashe's energy announcement.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
Good afternoon. For 5 News, I'm Nadia Romanis. Joburg City Power has implemented Stage 2 load shedding. Officials say this is because they've lost generating capacity at the Colvin substation east of the city. This means they can no longer provide the city's residents with a reprieve from load shedding like they've been doing for the past few days. City Power spokesperson Isaac Mangena.
City Power receives electricity from two lines at Kelvin Power Station, which contributes about 10% of the overall electricity, with the rest coming from Eskom. We lost one of the lines, which was impacted by the damage to the 275 kV Prospect Sevenza line that happened on Saturday night. The other line did not recover.
The Minerals Council of SA has welcomed Minerals and Energy Minister Gwede Mantashe's announcement that mining companies will be allowed to generate their own energy for self-use. He made the announcement at the mining indaba in Cape Town. Mantashe also said that government was luring investors to start a company that would generate electricity outside Eskom. The council's chief economist, Henk Longenhoven, says this is expected to result in competition and ultimately bring down electricity tariffs. Analysts say the current fallouts in the DA will have detrimental effects on the party's performance during the local government elections next year. They say policy uncertainty on race relations and redress, including the departure of DA leader Musi Maimane and former Joburg mayor Herman Mashaba, have seen the party lose its focus on what it stands for. Political analyst Ralph Matekha says only months to go before the party's policy and the national elective conferences, the DA must get its house in order.
They have already started paying the price in the elections last year, the general election, where for the first time they failed to grow. And that just shows you that the DA is nowhere to be found. It is being displaced as a political party.
Judges in Malawi's constitutional court are reading out their judgments on last May's controversial election, which opposition parties want annulled. President Peter Mutharika won by a narrow margin. The run-up Lazarus Chakwera says he was robbed of victory. The BBC's Sami Awami reports.
Schools and roads towards the High Court in the capital Lilongwe have been closed in anticipation of demonstrations. The case has attracted tense reactions in the country. Since May last year, when the election results were disputed, there have been